for our nation than Donald J. Trump. And is he, what's the best label for this man? Look, booster or is it master troll? That was, of course, the president from the coronavirus briefing. He was being asked about politics, which is, if it's not, you know, Joe Exotic, it's going to be politics. And the president says, Bernie, has he really dropped out? Not really. What did I say yesterday? I called it being half pregnant. You can't drop out of the race and keep your delegates. And that's exactly what the president hit on yesterday. Maybe Obama knows what's really going on. I think he knows why Joe is not going to be the nominee. Absolutely delightful. Before we go to our penultimate guest of the day, very special guest, I have to play to you an incredible, super short audio cut from somebody who's been a guest on the show. This is Dr. Mark Siegel. You see him as a medical professional, as a talking head on Fox News, basically every day. And he tells an incredible story about how you defeat the Chinese virus. Dr. Mark Siegel, cut 10.
I want to tell you about a 96-year-old man in Florida who said one night, I don't think I'm going to make it. I feel very weak. The end is coming. I'm coughing. I'm short of breath. I can't get up from the couch. The next day, he was on hydroxychloroquine and antibiotics per his cardiologist. He got up the next day. He was fine. This man is my father.
Boom. What an incredible... How many of these stories have we already heard? Patience. This is a 96-year-old man who's on death's door and then is administered the drug the president called a potential game changer, hydroxychloroquine, and he was up and about within hours, and that 96-year-old patient was Dr. Mark Siegel's own father. Incredible, incredible stories. The light at the end of the tunnel is visible. It may not be Easter Sunday that sees us back at work, but it will be soon, thanks to the president and his incredible team. But now let's talk about those who are feeling the brunt of this most when it comes to the economy. We are so excited to be partnered with the Job Creators Network, and they have a great, great group of allies. These are people who stand up for small businesses across the nation. And right now they've connected us with the president of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, Carol Dover. Ms. Dover, are you on the line?
I am, yes. Thank you, Dr. Gorka.
Thank you for joining us so much today. We love the Job Creators Network. We're getting stories from businesses across the nation. I mean, you make up, these small businesses make up more than half of our economy. I want to hear from you as the president of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. How are your members coping? What are the stories that you are hearing most often every day as the president of your association?
Well, I would say mostly fear and frustration. You know, we commend President Trump and the administration for getting the CARES Act passed. And, you know, we worked hard through both of our national affiliates with the National Restaurant Association and American Hotel and Lodging, and got a lot of really good things in the bill. However, turns out there's not enough money in there. There's some glitches that obviously we need to get that extra $250 billion added. And we need to fix some of the inherent problems in it. And hopefully that's going to happen in either what they call phase four.
Yes.
I hope that we are going to see some of this fixed.
And what, when it comes to your members, these businesses that you represent, what are the biggest problems? Is it the fact that they don't have a buffer and they've had to go from 55 miles an hour to zero? Right. What are you hearing are the biggest issues pragmatically for your members?
First, I'd say the fact that, you know, the restaurant industry and the hotel, the hospitality industry, we're like family. I mean, people say that, you know, I can tell you it's for real. I've seen, you know, tears, you know, in my members from having to let go many family members. I mean, one just the other day called me, said, I'm about to have to let go over 1,000 of my closest friends and family.
Wow.
And it's letting go this staff, or whether you furlough them or you have to lay them off. The fact is you're sending them home.